the Supreme Court is expected to rule this year on several more cases involving the rights of the disabled. Today, the justices turned to the question of whether the Americans with Disabilities Act requires an employer to hire a qualified applicant even if the job could put the worker's health or even life at risk. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
Mario Eschezabal worked for the Chevron Oil Company in El Segundo, California for 20 years. He didn't work directly for Chevron, but for one of Chevron's contractors. And in 1992, Eschezabal applied for a job with Chevron and was hired, on the condition that he pass a physical. The physical, however, showed Eschezabal had a liver abnormality as the result of having had hepatitis, and doctors said it would be dangerous for him to be exposed to certain toxins in the plant. The job offer was withdrawn, but Eschezabal was allowed to continue working at the plant for the contractor, doing the same job and exposed to the same chemicals. 3 years later, he once again applied for a Chevron job and was hired, but again was vetoed after the physical, when doctors said exposure to toxins at the plant could be fatal. And this time, Chevron told its contractor to fire Eschezabal. He sued under the Americans with Disabilities Act and won in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, which declared that the ADA had been enacted in part to end paternalistic decision-making by employers. Indeed, in the history of American labor, there are many instances of women, minorities, and the disabled being denied jobs in order to, quote, protect them. But in enacting the ADA, did Congress really intend to allow workers to jeopardize their own safety? The Act clearly says that employers are not required to hire workers if their disability might pose a risk to others. The language on being a risk to oneself, though, is less clear. Mr. Eschezabal and his lawyer contend that the specialists they consulted have indicated Eschezabal would not be at risk in the El Segundo plant. And the former Chevron worker, who makes half as much as a bus driver now, still wants the job.
I wanted the main thing to work for Chevron was to get better benefits, to have some kind of security there, because I was working for the company.
Larry Minsky, the lawyer who represents Eschezabal, says that whether his client is at risk or not, the decision on whether to let himself be exposed to toxins should be Mr. Eschezabal's.
The ADA was created in part to do away with those kinds of paternalistic decision-making. Most people come to a job with some kind of medical baggage, be it a genetic disposition to a particular disease or condition, or some kind of pre-existing medical condition. And Chevron's position is it's okay for employers to make those kinds of calls and exclude those kinds of people from employment. Well, how many people are going to be impacted by such a decision? Their decision will basically swallow up the entire function and purpose of the ADA.
But Steve Bocat of the National Chamber of Commerce rejects that argument entirely.
Is it paternalistic to care whether putting someone in a job in your facility is going to injure or hurt them? Maybe, but I think that's what we want employers to do. Perhaps if Enron had been a little more paternalistic about their own employees, people wouldn't be lambasting them as they rightfully are now.
And he says employers have other good reasons not to hire someone who's at risk.
There's a general duty under the Occupational Safety and Health Act not to put workers where there's a recognized hazard to them. There are would be workers' compensation costs if the employee was injured or killed on the job that the company would bear. So they had legitimate business interests in not having an employee with this kind of condition in the workplace.
A decision in the case is expected by summer. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.